These are the recollections of Turner Ashby. Memories of the years when the oceans rose. The several states were separated asunder. 4. Arrived at the property on the east slope of the Shenandoahs. Around midnight, maybe 1 a.m. morning. I'd followed Lady Fitzgerald's directions that I'd found on the digitip in her ring. They were written in Dream Satchel, which was a children's game, a kid's program, a sophisticated one. Dream Satchel claimed to capture the subconscious in images off the chips in our heads. Make a little story out of them, based on psychoelectronics. Reading them was like reading sidewalk drawings of a 5-year-old. They were simple, little cartoon drawings, but they had the truth in them somewhere, they did. Some people said it was all foolishness, kind of like Plato. Some said there was something to it, that these cartoon maps made sense if you cock your head and looked at it just so. I remember doing a dream satchel as a kid once or twice, and the images were oddly reflective of my own dreams. They don't ever mind of me. I didn't like my dreams. Ladies, however, she loved her dreams. Loved to capture pictures from her dreams or her subconscious, whatever it was. Don't ask me how these things worked. But these dreams, they had pictures and they're pretty. She'd print them out, paste them on her wall like French cave paintings, study them. She said they said something about her she couldn't say for herself. And that is what she sent me concealed in her ring, was directions or instructions, illustrated and printed out in Dream Satchel. Now, Lays had sent an earlier Twitter to me, said that she was going to get rid of the chip in her head, pull it out. That was so. I had a copy of her last dream, Lays's last dream. I had not expected my father's truck to make it all the way up into the mountains. I expect to run out of gas. That's what cars usually did back then in the times of want. I'd taken the back roads. I'd been careful. Avoided the authorities. I brought supplies, a sleeping bag, a couple books, half a cake.